Okay. All right, back to whatever we were doing. I don't remember, but we should be back to that. Oh, and then she's driving. Drive carefully. Don't look at me, look at the road. Okay, we just started the psyche here. Let's go a bit later. We said that there's three shlavim in Shir HaShirim. There's three shlavim. Sorry, 1 second. Okay, there's three shlavim in the relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's defined as Raya Labayla, spouse. And that's divided into three sections. There's the Erusin, there's the Nisuin, and there's the Cheder Yichud. So we said from the Maral, from the Ram Chaloid, Bechiris Am Yisrael, Am Yitzis Am Yisrael, Mekabila Tufas HaErusin. All of Pesach, that whole story, was the Erusin, the Sinas HaTor Yisrael, the Kima Mesha Kol HaDairis, Mekabila Tufas HaNisuin, the giving of the Torah to Kal Yisrael, and the Kima of the Torah, the Kol HaDairis, is called the Nisuin. Kufas Achri Sayom, and Mabias HaMashiach, Yichedir HaYichud, Abo Yushlam HaKesh, and Yuchad, Banayrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ikfas the Mashiach, that period, Achri Sayom, whatever you want to, we will define that. And the coming of Mashiach, and the period of Mashiach, is called the Cheder Yichud, where the unique relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashlim. And each and every Jew will see it. It's about the Yochid, not the Klal so much. Okay, that's the background. Erusin, you can't do before. So you can't make kaddish a woman bal kocho. Halach ha-psuki, sha'isha eni mitkaddishos bal kocho. Ichayves letet et haskamosa lekidushin. You need midas hadas. You can give her as many shavah prutas and sarek mitkaddishos as much as you want, but until she says, I want, ein kiddushin. Achosen yechol l'shad alay, so bekol minay drochim nisnol l'dover l'aliba, l'shloch es matanot, oivim v'yidinim shikot, aval ein sof, don't call over her. Do whatever you want. You can bribe her, seduce her. Even though Kodesh Baruch Hu sent unbelievable gifts to the Kala, Makas and Nisim, the flow of unbelievable stuff, 80% of Klal Yisrael decided to stay at home. They decided not to leave. They weren't makabel the kiddushim. Only 20% of the nation went with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshel Yad makadish makabel the kiddushim. They agreed to go out. But whatever that's about. We've spoken about that at length. After the kiddushin, you don't really need her askama so much. When the suin is your tepochot, once the kiddushin has taken place, she's already 90% out of the father's rishus and then the husband's rishus already. The chayin matan teirish you might be let kufas on the suin. He clears how to gig his balkoch. In the suin, even though there was a nasir nishma. But at the end of the day, it was clear for Hakagigis, correct? Whatever that whole story is about. When I come on a stamba kocho, it'll be clear for Hakagigis, Oza Korosboch, and Khalid Israel, the Kaimis Mashi, the Tain of Lysa is only they clear. Okay. What Khalid Israel wanted to do was built in there clear. Moshe Adamayim, in the Chayel, Shibolit, Mamed, Kuz, Tzmicha, what Tzmicha, parachuting. He wants to be a parabat. He wants to be a paratrooper. So he signed up, he wants it, he's more keen. Yeah, his brother was and his father was, they all, he wants to get rid of it. He could have been anything he wanted. He wants to be jump out of aeroplane. Kashem agir rega emes b'moli kfot mikhaini shel amatos el avia patuach u'makabel pachad gomer. He wants to do it, but when he's standing at the edge of the plane looking down, I can't imagine what it feels like. Well, the stomach's there mafchid. Why never saw last week? He can't. Ulo yochol. He can't jump. As a mafaket stands by, he pushes him out. He just doesn't let him go back in again. We've done this before. The trainer, the coach has done this many times before. We did. But he wants to do it, so do it. He can't. Kach yivala l'matzav en shalam yisrael v'ma'am et asina. Hem lo tzudu kabel esat toira. Tzaku b'kol libom nasa v'nishma. They want. Ach yashem. And they started seeing what's involved. The Moshe Kosva Tosis said the Shabbos. The Neshama's left their bodies. This wasn't a minor event. The Neshama's left the goof again. Okay, I want to be a parabet. So you push him over. Do we didn't want it? He wanted it. So why do I have to push him out? That's life. Kfir zua is aze vesir lamister lamshis a matara bohen at some bottom. They want it, but you have to help them get over the line. The same as the bris where the Russians came out, and then you have to give them a bris milah. You go speak to them, talk to them. Yeah, 50, 60, 70. He wants it. It will come the month for the bris milah. Yeah, he wants it, but you have to get three gerus sheikhim to hold him down. He doesn't want it. He's scared. The poshet tzura v'lovish tzura. This kvir, it was implanted right in the beginning of the moment, in the genes of Matan Torah, continues. Each generation in different forms. The Maral says very interesting. You can force somebody, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to mashpia unbelievable goodness on us, we can sometimes be against his rotso. What do you mean? You're not giving me lots of good. I'm going to say no. Dugma ledava hu hamunach halachti. Pitei ketana onus hu. The seduction of a ketana is put onus. Halacha. Kashem mefati mishu bepituim shoinim lo musugal litnaged. Sometimes you can seduce somebody in a way that they can't refute. Yeah. I'll give you $1 million. You want it? You know what to do with it? I'll give you $1 million. You'd be very happy. You're very happy. For 10 minutes after you got it, someone could upset you, mafleel you, mafbend you. No. Never.
My wife.
Before your wife finds out. And that should be very happy. If you have $1 million to give your wife, you're the happiest person in the world. If I give you $1 million, you can take it. You want it? You know what to do with it. Because I'll tell you what, I'll give you $10 million. Yeah? Yeah, you with me? $10 million, you give off $1 million, another one you can keep. Yeah, but you don't wake up tomorrow morning. You want it still? No? You hear what you just said? If you had $1 million, no one would be able to upset you for at least a day. You'd be so happy and happy, and you'd be the happiest guy in town, right? I'm giving you $10 million. You don't want it. Why? Because you can't wake up in the morning. So how much is waking up in the morning worth? So why are you so miserable? You just got $10 million this morning. No one has to do with anything, but I heard that. I heard that from a goy, actually. A bit embarrassing. You heard that from a goy. You woke up this morning. $10 million. By your own admission. I never set the benchmark. You didn't set them. We don't appreciate what we have. Okay. I get back to our story. Pitu katana anusu, that means sometimes the gift, you saw a woman doesn't have the field. Hay tkufes be makfeit in eite bederach shel dinu otsum dugmes tkufes shlom amelach b'shaisu. The time of shlom amelach, you couldn't really say no. You're standing next to a cop, a policeman. Can you steal? No. You have the chira, but you can't because you're honest, you can't. They said about the malachim. They showed him that all the malachim do have the chira. They could just never use it. Because they see reality so clearly that they can't choose the other derech. So what have Bechira for Adonai, but they always say that they're Bechira, but they never utilize their Bechira. But the emes is so obvious to them. If the emes was obvious to you, you would never be able to do something wrong. So what do we you could go outside now, you could go outside. Let me ask you a question. When you go into the Makolik and you don't steal, you get reward for that? Why not? I do. Because when I walk into the Makolik, I have this unbelievable urge to steal and I don't. Oh! I don't mean me, I mean somebody else. I won't get in the corner that I don't get scarf for not stealing. Because not I have a minute to steal. Why not? You don't have a chira to steal? Not in the Makolik, no. No. Maybe in other areas, yes. Maybe, I don't know. We all have our insurance. I don't know what someone's red lines are. But to steal a packet of taco chips in the Makolik, they're law by Yashi. I don't have a chira there. You have a chira where you have any sight. So sometimes the goodness that someone's doing for you is so overwhelming. That you can't say no. Your bechira is taken away by the obviousness of the situation. When Shlomo HaMelech ruled in Yerushalayim, even the grain came, they didn't have bechira. It was so obvious to them, the reality. He said, Nuvuah. It was obvious. You walk into the base midrash, there were 10 miracles happening. There was millions of Nevi'im walking around. You could hear the Bar HaShem. So what are you going to do? Eat the cheeseburger outside the base of midrash? Obviously, there weren't Yisraelis because it had been lost. But at that tekufa, the goodness is so powerful, otherwise you're going to have a chira. So where are you in the picture? The kind of effort. Sometimes the kriya came not through the overwhelming goodness Hashem did for us, not for the nisim and the giluim, like at the makas and whatever, and at Asinai, but sometimes it came through Yisurim, through the Inquisitia, from the Girush Svad, Gzeres Tach V'tat, the Holocaust, but kimat yemein ve'elo, up to today, up ada yom hazeh. The kriya is so overwhelmingly difficult. People that were in the camps couldn't relate to Hashem. It's too much. Where your nekudas habechira is. Okay, but we're talking klali now. We're talking klali. But what he's saying here is not a stereotype. Yeah, the kriya is so powerful. They said, my kriya not to steal in the Mikdash is so powerful. I don't have a kriya there. Yeah, the kriya, when you're standing watching the Esa Makkah, yeah, it's so posh, it's so obvious. You don't have a kriya to be moire, the Malkus. But sometimes the Yisurim can be so bad that you also don't have a kriya. The people in Auschwitz didn't have a kriya. They gave up the Yiddish card, not through a kriya, just because E.F. Shah. You don't know what they don't know what the Yisurim was. Let's see where it goes. What's this talking about? The koich of kriya, that's yofi and good. Ad knisa lecheda yichud. When does the marriage take place? The final, cheda yichud, that's the shlomo of the relationship. Ad knisa lecheda yichud mukhreches lagia miritsoy no shel ha'isha. Ein lechosen shum tam beyichud. If the Isha doesn't want to go into the Chayim Yichud, what are you going to do? You give her a patch and you put her in. Kiddushin, you can't do that. But the Erusin stage, you can't do that. Once she's agreed to the Kiddushin, she's a mukhrat, she has to go through and get married. Ah, she's standing outside the Yichudin, she doesn't want to go in. So you pick her up and you throw it. She wants to run away, you don't do it. I've never seen that happen, by the way. I've been in Yichud many, many times, and I've never seen the color running away from the color of the Yichud. Let's just see that again. Let's read that again. You're right. Sorry. He's right. Let's read this paragraph again. I messed up. Sorry. Ach koyche shel kviyat tov v'yofe v'toyim at knisus lecheni yichud. Until you get to the Chayri Yichud, Kfir works very well. Yeah? Not a problem. Forget about what I said before. Haknisa Chayri Yichud mukhreches lagia meretzoyne shel ha'isha. Going into the Chayri Yichud has to be from her desire. Ve'en lechos en shum tam ha'yichud, imichnasu v'chofes ha'kala v'koich l'Chayri Yichud, yetid zevroch v'koich v'tene off. There's not much going on here for the chosen if the kala has to be dragged into the Chayri Yichud. The chosen sitting in the Chayri Yichud waiting for the kala, but they're walking towards the kala, and she's trying to run away, and you force into the Chayri Yichud. What kind of Chayri Yichud is that? Not a good way to start a marriage. Get it? She's been forced into the Chayri Yichud. I mean, she's trying to run away. So then, what does the chosen want to? Well, I'm a why be married to somebody who doesn't want to be married to you? A bit of a problem, yeah? And was that time for her? Calling Yonah Shila Yichudi, Chukosa Veretzaina Shila Kala La Yichud, Vima any rates, Ainakatan Shum Tamba Keshach. The whole Tamverach, the whole underlying reason of the Chayri Yichud is the yearning and the desire on the Kala to be Miyachid with the Baila, for the Baila to be Miyachid with the Kala. If she doesn't want it, so what is the cost of one of the He's kicking and screaming out, I want to go into the Chayri Yichud. So he's also the mother of a tzir, she made seem lonely no say, you take a young Nara, you get her to get married. She's very scared of this, but the parents convince her that's what you gotta do. Melavin Oto Masbirin Lashze Tova Vurovi Maskima Litares. Convince her it's a good for her and whatever, and she's maskim to get engaged. Before it happens in the best of situations. The engagement period is a very dangerous, difficult period. Yeah? It's when everyone starts getting doubts and wants to run away and temporary insanity. So now she starts getting scared again. She starts having doubts. Waiting for the big day, the Yom HaNisui. She can stay to the chuppah with either her mother-in-law and her mother, or her father and her mother, never mind. She's being escorted to the chuppah. They're supporting her the whole way. They dress her, they make her up. Everything beautiful, all the catering, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Fresh out of the whatever, and they drag. Oh, in Rabbi Boy, Masamchin, all the visitors come, there's a ganze Pamalia, and it's a whole big sinker. We could him lifnair, Tizmorit, Maganelis, Pokolois, the musical, the band, the orchestra. Habat Khalim and Nasim, the Kokoichan, a big metachim, Loalis, Hilch, the Samechota. We got all the shtick, the sendals coming, and make the shtick, the whatever. Toma Khatuna, now the Khatuna comes to an end. Yeah. The Ochim come to say goodbye, Mazel Tov, and everyone starts leaving, the car park's empty. Afilu va'aba the ima ochim abaita. Even the mother and father have to go home if they let them. Sometimes they get stuck in the car park. Off his last cousin, he can get out. It's not very snowy. So they slept in the car park after the chassan.
No.
And the chassan and
Kalu.
Well, they didn't. They spent the night. Sorry, they didn't sleep. Sorry. They spent the night in the car park with some of the guests that haven't got out as well. The chassan and Kalu were also there. But they managed to get the cops to take the chassan and Kalu to Yerushalayim.
That's cool.
They took him to Yerushalayim.
Yeah, they
couldn't have
the envelopes that
they had
in the box.
Nice,
police
car.
They put ribbons on there.
With the light.
With the light flashing and whatever. And they took the chassan and Kalu to the wherever they were staying. But the
Mechutani... They kept you here. They kept you there.
Okay. So that's all happening. So now the chassan and Kalu in the police car on the way alone. Now that's it. The police came over. So now, what's there? The chosen and the color alone. Kaisale live not my rechish of keshi yichoidis b'nei. Now they have to start building a relationship between them. Afechad lo yazol lekach. No one's going to help you now. Kol ha'malavim oizim oto, mavini sharas levado. Everyone's left and she's alone now. Kan kva afechad lo masayel. No one's helping her. She alone has to build a unique relationship with her unique chosan. She has to be alone with him, and she has to build a relationship with him. No one else can do this in her place. No one can really help her. No one can. She has to do this herself. Halacha psuki shadam yechel kadosh chamesh noshim kaachas. How many women do you want to Makadish at once? 5, 10, you can Makadish them as many women as you want for Batachat. All right, Kula Makadish. You give one of them a tutor that's valuable for each of them as a Shliach, and that's it. They Makadish, and that's it.
You're
going to
need that 10 million.
Huh?
You're going to need that 10 million.
You're going to need that 10 million for sure. Yeah, now you know why you got it.
In that situation, I don't want to wake up.
Masada, but we'll see. Kol chumras eishes is mutal. All the dinim of eishes issues on all these women that you're makadosh. I call them nochan adrega yichud. It all works until the yichud. Berega yichud rakala aches yicholi ziyachim baile. If two of the colors go into the yichud room with the chosin, there's no yichud there, nothing else. Yichud means yichud. That's what we're holding now. Avano is called to Kuvas, the Kola Doris, the Matin Terra, Kiddish of Tano Korosboch, the Kola of Hilos, the Yochan Kalosos, the Korosboch, Basinai, by Yetzias Mitzrai, the Korosboch, the Makadishas, by the Hasinai, Hake Gigis, who was sort of forced into the Chayli Yichud. Aval Achshav. You're alone with Hashem and you have to prove the relationship, you have to build the relationship. As Nivchoni Givachal Kalatir of Kadashi, as Nevoya Tom, Moshe Rabbeinu, then we had Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Aaron Akoye, but we called over there Amidan, the Korish Bokhu, Tzadikim, Shivim, Tane, Adyom Azeh. Tzadikim, we had everything, you know, is it something to at Ka'ei, Ach Ka'ei, is Moim Donald, if they Chede Yichud Asoiki. Now you're standing at the entrance to the final Chede Yichud. Now you're going to face a very difficult mivchan and nobody can help you. Today you don't have shibud malchiyot. You don't have any ideologies, not from the left and not from the right, that's attracting you. You tell me there's a kid that went off the derech, sit and talk to him and ask him why he went off. He said, well, he thought very deeply, about Zen or whatever it was. And he came to the conclusion that Zen is correct, that's why he went. Bring me the kid like that. Bring me, I'll find you one kid like that. I don't know why there's one kid like that in town. Why go off the derech? He got upset with somebody, he just doesn't feel it, he doesn't get it. There's no ideology out there that Moshech him out of his Yiddish car. But globally, no one said, no one said, Yes, some. You know, he's sitting there with Steve Hawkins trying to work out, like, you know, did Hashem create the world or not? Did it happen? Hasina, he's tossing in his bed at night. I don't know. Did they give the Torah at Sinai? Didn't they give the Torah at Sinai? Bring me the kid that's awake at night worrying about was there Kabbalah Satorah or not. No one's grappling with Aristotle today. There's no ideology out there. And there's no Shibra Malchus. You tell me, why aren't you going to dub it in the morning? Too scared. There are these big cops standing outside. And you go there, you know, they beat you up. And someone stops going to dub it in the morning. Someone stops getting out of bed. Someone stops being a kid. Someone stops learning. Someone stops being a free Jew today. It's not clear. They're trying, but at the end of the day, Yolam Matzliya. That's not what's keeping us from keeping a Yiddish. Not clear. It's not clear Bichlau. It's not clear Mitzat Tov and Mitzat Ra. If you do sit and learn, no one's honoring you, no one's giving you money, no one's. I'm sitting and learning because, wow, look at all the miracles, look at all the. It's pretty funny out there. The world out there is not going to have problems, but he's saying in Klali, compared to the previous generation, the Mifchad's not, do you kiss the cross or we kill you? That's quite a big mistake. You know, we're going to, you know, they start using Tishuls and burn Tishuls down. By the way, from the Second World War, that's when we started. No one gave you any choices in the Holocaust. You became a good Christian, it didn't help you in the Holocaust. You have to understand that's a whole share on its own. Why that changed? What changed? Like more than Nisoinus up to there, always ideological Nisoinus, religious Nisoinus. From the Holocaust on, which is a major watershed in Jewish history, many areas, the clear wasn't, you weren't being tested in your Yiddishkeit by the goy. No one was, and just killed you because you were Jewish. You never chose. In there, people had choices. People put on tefillin, people were moist and epic, people, whatever they did, but it wasn't clear like the church is like we suffered from it. We've got to stop that. And Hakim said, Beshir Shal Matzef Olav Nema, Baderach Shalem Reitze Leilech Bo Molichin. That's where we live today. Where you want to go, you go. Misha Baicha Yemli Saif Taim, Makabali Yem Saad, Behezra Ein Saifim. We should bring us right. You call it really the Thomas Chet. Shall. So, Raim Avasainu. Today, where do you want to go? You can go. You want to be good? You can be good. There's plenty to help you. You want to be bad? Oh, and soft the double. How far you can go? Okay, let's see. We have to pick this up again. Mama? Mahar
Shiur
Mahar. Mahar. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh.